www.radiomadridcope.com o llamando al 911335831. 911335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. We're here for the second half of today's show. The third part, call it whatever you will, doesn't matter. The important thing is to participate, to play, to have some fun with us, and to learn along the way. All aboard! That's right, amigos. That's right. You know it. It is our Say What soundbite, which we're going to kick off this section with before I forget, because, you know, there have been times where I have totally skipped it. But the good thing is you guys remind me, so I appreciate that. Not only do you participate, but you help me when I get overwhelmed, cuando me abrumo. Because as many of you know, okay, one thing is teaching an English class. Another thing is having live comments, you know. And then another thing is doing all the audio stuff at this. So sometimes it can be quite overwhelming. And believe me, I really try and multitask. But there's a limit. And it's not getting easier with age. All right, well, here we go. Getting easier. Speaking of getting easier, I think the Say What soundbite, every time you hear it, it should get a little bit easier. So here it is. This is the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. Guys, write down what you hear.
These are the ground rules. I hook up with one guy a season. Usually takes me a couple weeks to pick the guy. It's kind of my own spring training. And, well, you two are the most promising prospects of the season so far. So I just thought we should kind of get to know each other.
All right, there you go, my amigos, the Say What soundbite over there. And as I said, we've got to hear that just one more time. So I'm sure, I'll bet three or four of you. I like to bet. In fact, I never bet. When I go to Las Vegas, I don't bet. But on you guys, for some reason, I always feel like I can bet. All right, well, it looks like we've got a winner already, somebody who has gotten it. Now, I can't check it all, so I'm going to take your word for it. Guys, give it up for Kubla. That's right, amigos. Kubla got the Say What soundbite. Now, don't worry if you didn't get it, because you are going to hear it one more time on today's show, and you'll have plenty of time to figure it out. All right, so I think it's time, though, to move on to another section, because, as always, if we don't put the pedal to the metal, we get to the end of the show, and I am Russian. Well, I don't mean Russo. I mean dándome prisa. Bueno, para americano suena igual. The Russian guy was Russian all morning. Okay, it's not the joke section. It's time for homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time. Homophones rhyme, they sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Homophones.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. You know it. It is time for homophones. Kubla, well, the reason I like that you wrote it, but remember, the reason it sounds the same is porque los americanos, mi hija incluso, she doesn't say the G. We don't say the G. So para nosotros, nadie diría rushing. So, sería el IN con la apóstrofe, right? And I still haven't found what I'm looking. Porque si lo pronuncias así, Russian, Russian, es igual. De ahí viene el chiste. But remember, that's a little trick. Okay, as I said, if you're going to give a speech in front of Cambridge or something, they want to hear those G's maybe. But we don't use them. We're like, ¿qué? Tengo que hacer g después de toda la palabra. Get the hell out of here. What are you kidding? Kidding? Okay. Pero mi hija ya lo dice. She goes, they're eating. They're cooking. They're flying. She talks about the birds. She said, they're flying. I'm like, yeah, they're flying. No, they say flying. Porque nadie lo dice así. So she's just imitating how her poppy says it. Poppy says, the birds are flying. And then later they're going to, they'll be eaten. And and she repeats it without that G. All right. So here is another section where we look at nuances like that. Miramos matices tal como esos. And what I'm going to do is give you guys two words now. Now, as always, a lot of these words have two or three meanings. So technically, it's not two words. It's four or five words, right? When you really think about it. But what I want to know is if these were, well, A, what these words are, and B, if these words sound identical. The first word is in Spanish, in English, a wasteland. You say páramo, brezal, right? A wasteland. Me encanta. Tierra desperdiciada. Wasteland. It also is used in sailing. And when we talk about boats and ships. And this is atracar. Anclar. Amarrar. Okay? So when you get to the dock. El muelle. Sitting on the dock of the bay. Well, this word also means that. También es otra forma de decir anchor, ancla, que tiene sentido entonces, que sería anclar, right? And it also is what we would call a North African Muslim, okay? So, if we talk about invaded Spain or Andalusia for many, many years, you guys know this term. So, what are those terms? And do those two words... Oh, no, I just gave you one word. I didn't even give you the second word. O sea, la primera palabra tiene muchísima chicha. The second word is más. Más. Yeah. Okay. It's a word we use all the time. You should know that second word. The first word, you might not know it. Maybe you will. I don't know. So what are those two words? And do those words sound identical? So if I said the word without context, you wouldn't know what word I was mentioning of those two. Okay? Let's see what you guys came up with over there. Kubla says it's mm and mm, and they're not homophones. Okay. Let's see. Good. Interesting. Vero says mm and mm, they're not homophones. Debbie says the words mm and mm aren't. No, wait. So right now, everybody is saying that these words do not sound the same. All right. So let's see what you guys think. Right now, it's unanimous, but I want to see if anybody, I always, you know me, I like a little bit of that push and pull. I like a little bit of competition. So I want to hear some people say if they sound the same or not. All right, so let's take a look. Nata says, absolutely not. Connie says, they are absolutely not homophones. Chris says, they aren't homophones. Okay, so most people are saying that they aren't homophones. Well, I want to tell you something right now. It depends where you are from. Now, you guys all went with the British pronunciation, because in British, the word is moor, moor, moor. But in American English, the moors, more, hear any difference there? No, absolutely not. In American English, that's por eso me sorprendí. I'm like, whoa, no. Pero acabo de ver, los británicos dicen más como una, moor, moor. A mí me suena rarísimo así. Yo te voy a decir la frase sin pensarlo. There were more Moors in Spain. There were more Moors. They moored the ship more. Exactly the same. I'm going to give it to you guys, assuming that you're talking about British English. In American English, they sound exactly the same. In fact, I used to think that the Moors, los Moros, were spelled M-O-R-E-S. Que es muy interesante, porque la palabra morés, M-O-R-E-S, o sea, te voy a liar aquí bien. Morés son estas leyes de la sociedad, estas costumbres, your social morés. Eso se escribe Moors, M-O-R-E-S, pero se pronuncia la E como A en esa. So the Moors had more morays. Whoa, ¿quieres liar a alguien? Dale esa frase. So I guess you guys are right, but in my country, they do sound identical, both of those words. In fact, as a child, I was not able to distinguish between them. So guys, let's move on to the place where I learned English. And that place is a place that, smells like popcorn. And when the lights go down, you know that you're in for a treat. Tú sabes que te espera algo especial. You are in for a treat. So, my amigos, I think you know what time it is. It's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. As I told you, I learned the word sluggish from the movie Airplane. ¿Y tú dirías qué? Si Airplane es una tontería de película, es absurdo, es una comedia como parodia. Yeah. And they use vocabulary that, you know, just because something's a comedy doesn't mean that they don't use common vocabulary, you know? So many lines that we use are directly from movies. I always think of Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Otro te dice, quiero que que participes en este producto, en este proyecto. You're like, show me the money. All right. Well, let me give you guys the trailer. And then what we'll do is we'll go through a scene and we'll learn some English from this movie. The trailer goes as follows. Set in the 1930s. I think you say estilizado. Set in the 1930s, a former veterinary student takes a job in a traveling circus and falls in love with the ringmaster's wife. Woo! Grab that popcorn. You're going to need a big bucket. This is dramatic. So you join the circus and then you're banging. To bang is another way to say, es una forma más vulgar de decir, sexo. The ringmaster's wife. That's not good. That's not good business, you know. We say in English, don't poop where you eat. Pero se usa otra palabra en vez de poop. Okay. You say la olla y... Yeah, no lo voy a repetir because these are vulgar expressions. But it means that don't mix personal personal stuff, pleasure, with business. And I've seen it go really wrong in the past. So got to be careful with that. So let's take a look, my amigos. We've got some winners, and our winners are Kubla, Born to Iron Man, and Chris Val Roy. The movie is Water for Elephants. That's right, Water for Elephants. Y fijaos, ¿te digo for or fur? Porque digo fur, porque americanos, nativos no ponen lo que pone ahí escrito. Esto no es español. Fur, F-E-R, fur. So, Water for Elephants. ¿Y por qué el for? ¿Debo poner algún énfasis en esa palabra for? ¿Es muy importante en esa frase, en esas tres palabras? Yo diría que water y elephants son las palabras claves. Water for Elephants. Entonces, el for, como es de menos importancia, lo pasamos por encima, naturalmente. Water for Elephants. It's a movie that came out in 2011, and the movie stars Christopher Waltz. Un vals, el baile, waltz, yeah, en inglés se dice waltz, como el nombre de este actor. It also stars Reese con su cuchara, Reese Witherspoon. Okay, I'll stop. I know, but guys, the joke section's coming up, so you're definitely going to get at least one more joke from me. All right, so let's go through it. We said in set, ambientado, is that the word you would say? Tiene lugar. It's set in the 1930s. A former veterinary student takes a job, Acepta un puesto in a traveling circus and falls in love with the ringmaster's wife. Como os dije el otro día, the ringmaster's, ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes on the trapeze. You know, this, the person I wanted to be my whole life, but I never joined the circus. See? I never threw caution into the wind. Who knows? I could have been, you know, having an affair with the ringmaster's wife. No thanks. All right, so let's take a look at the scene over here. Russ says, and it says, in the rain, bajo la lluvia. Excuse me, sir, can we help you? Ese sir, no es sir, sir, sir. Es como una E. Sir, excuse me, sir, can we help you? Can we help you with something? ¿Te podemos ayudar con algo? Y normalmente cuando alguien te dice eso es como, ¿qué haces aquí? You know what I mean? It's like when I tell somebody, like, veo a alguien como mirándome, can I help you with something? Como, ¿necesitas ayuda? So, if you hear that from me, unless, a no ser que estemos en clase, y te digo, déjame echarte una mano. Usually I say that in a, in more of a sarcastic way, if you will. And then old Jacob says, did I miss the speck? Okay. The speck. Now, this is interesting because we don't really use this word. It's antiquated, but I imagine it means spectacle. El espectáculo, the show. Que sería hasta más normal decir, the show. Did I miss the speck? And the character's name is Old Jacob, para que veas. Su nombre es Viejo Jacob. Entonces, lo vemos por el vocabulario que usa. And he goes, yeah, I'm afraid so. Apúntate esa, es muy bueno saberlo. I'm afraid so. Temo que sí. I'm afraid not. Temo que no. The show was this afternoon. El espectáculo fue esta misma tarde, this afternoon. And old Jacob, Jacobo, is Jacob, we say. Es un nombre, ¿no? But we say Jacob. And Charlie says, did you come with the folks from Greenhaven? Now, Greenhaven is like a textbook name for a retirement home or what we talked about the other day, a nursing home. Yeah, Greenhaven. paraíso verde, o no, haven no es paraíso, es un refugio. Refugio verde. Que cuidado, heaven, paraíso, haven, sin la E, es así que es un sitio donde te puedes proteger de, por ejemplo, una tormenta. So did you come with the folks from Greenhaven? And he says, why don't we get out of the rain and we'll call them for you? So obviously this guy is trespassing, right? To trespass is to go on property that you should not be on, okay? And so they, obviously the guy's an elderly person and he's a little bit lost, right? And they're trying, the security people are trying to get him back to the nursing home. And he goes, we don't want you, why don't we get out of the rain? ¿Por qué no salimos de la lluvia? And we'll call them for you. Y los llamamos por ti. And then Jacob says, no, no, I came on my own. O sea, escapé, vine solo. And Russ says, it's okay, we're going to call the home. Vamos a llamar al centro. We're going to have them pick you up. Vamos a hacer que te recojan. We're going to have them pick you up. Come pick you up. And old Jacob says, I'm telling you, I didn't come with the home. Why don't you take those rings out of your head? Y aquí está hablando de piercings. Remember, to pierce es perforar. Tiene sentido, right? So a piercing. He goes, why don't you take those rings out of your head and maybe you won't be deaf and dumb. And deaf is that you can't hear, sordo, and dumb is tonto. Okay? That word, the B in that word is totally silent. No, it's dumb. It's dumb. And then Russ says to Charlie, well, it's alive. O sea, como diciendo la frase de Frankenstein. It's alive! Como, el viejo es muy vivo. He's very lively, ¿no? Está dando caña aquí. No, no, no se va. Va a ir a la residencia sin una guerra aquí. He goes, it's alive! And then old Jacob says, I'm sorry, kid. I didn't mean that. Okay? Esto es muy bueno saberlo también. No quise decir eso. No era mi intención. I didn't mean that. Your rings look very... Buscando la palabra. He's looking for the right word. Pretty. Muy bonitas, right? So obviously he's from another generation, this guy. Now, Reese, con su cuchara, with her spoon, said, this is crazy, in interviews, that she had a love scene with Robert Pattinson. And I guess I don't know him very well, but I imagine he's a heartthrob. Tío bueno, right? Robert Pattinson. Well, she said it wasn't pleasant at all. So a lot of girls were thinking, oh, I wish I was Reese Witherspoon and having a love scene with Robert Pattinson. And she said that it was horrible. It was unpleasant. He had a cold, un resfriado, the day of the filming. And the whole time they were, you know, making out, enrollándose, acting, obviously, he was sneezing. She said he was snorting and snotting every second of it. It was not appealing. No era atractivo. She says, I'm talking green, infectious, disgusting. Whoa. Hombre, para que lo dijera así en público, it must have been really, really bad. But it's kind of interesting because, as I said, you think about that and, well, most girls would want to be her and most guys would want to be him or vice versa. I don't know, you know. But, you know, these are two good-looking, attractive people. Well, she said it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. Y apúntate esta expresión. If something isn't all it's cracked up to be, es había mucho hype. No era tan bueno como dijeron. It wasn't all it was cracked up to be. So I've got to say, I don't know very much about this actor, Robert Pattinson. I haven't seen too many of his movies. Christopher Waltz, I love. He was in Inglourious Basterds, too. ¿Os acordáis? Es buenísimo ese tío. I hated him. Que eso es buena señal. Eso es que lo ha hecho muy bien. Porque cuando odias a alguien, I think he played a Nazi, right? And you were like, what a dick. And you were like, that's a good actor if he's making me feel that way. And it's fun. I didn't even think about this, too. Water for Elephants. See that? We're talking about animals without even trying to talk about animals today. Water for Elephants. All right. Well, folks, we've got to go. We've got to continue moving on because we've got to go to a commercial break in just about 3 minutes. So I think it's time for another challenge, a challenge where we look at a translation with a twist. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble. Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's time for Double Trouble. Now, I gotta say something. I tell you guys this in every show, and I really mean it. I feel like this show, especially in FYI, where I do a lot of research, investigación, for each episode, I'm learning so much. So the only thing I'm not, somebody said the other day, you're so knowledgeable, sabes de todo. No, lo estudio. Lo leo, busco lo que me parece interesante, y te lo cuento en inglés, con lecciones. That's basically what I'm doing, but I'm no genius, right? My curiosity has got me going, you know, and well, hopefully I can spark that curiosity in you guys as well. I've already done it in my daughter. In fact, I think there's no turning back. Se despierta a las siete. What's that? What's this? What color is it? Oh, I'm like, oh, God, I created a monster. It's alive! Hablando de frases de película. It's alive! All right. Well, my amigos, here it is. Today's Double Trouble. Oh, and speaking of, this didn't come from a movie. This line is a catchphrase. A catchphrase es una frase que un personaje repite vez tras vez. Okay, so in Airplane, por ejemplo, el que estábamos viendo antes, aterriza como puedas. El chiste siempre es, surely you can't be serious. Surely es seguramente, pero surely también es un nombre. Entonces, tres veces, o no sé cuántas en la peli, le dice, surely you can't be serious. Y le mira y dice, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Y en la segunda, surely you must be joking. He's like, I'm not joking. And stop calling me Shirley. Y deja de llamarme Shirley. So, yo, cuando alguien me dice Shirley a mí, yo digo, don't call me Shirley. O sea, que son tan, they're so ingrained in our minds, you know. You know, I'm sure you guys have it with Spanish movies too. What are the lines Torrente says, you know? Well, Torrente is a bad example. It doesn't represent everybody. But that was a popular movie with a lot of catchphrases. Another one I think of is Joey from Friends. How you doing? That's the thing he repeats over and over and over again. So I want you to do two things today. I want you to translate this, as always, and I want to see if you know whose catchphrase it is. ¿De quién es esta frase? ¿Quién es el personaje que lo ha dicho también? Okay? And don't give me your answers yet, because we have to go to a commercial break momentarily. So we'll take a look at the answer to that. Plus, we've got Double Trouble. Well, that is Double Trouble. Say what again? The joke, famous birthdays, name that lyric, and so much more. So much more. Okay, bad joke. Okay, so esto es la palabra que yo aprendí. Porque yo he oído de gente decirme, I've heard people say, Alberto, estás como un cencerro. But I always thought it was like a cenicero. Like, I know. Tenía que haberlo mirado. And they tell me, estás como un cencerro. And I never knew what it was. And now I know what it is. So, hey, mira, ves. Me han dicho mil veces y ya, mil uno, y ya sé lo que es. So, estaba tocando el cencerro. ¿No? Solo estaba tocando el cencerro. No te cabreas. No te cabres. Lo he corregido, ¿eh? So, solo estaba tocando el cencerro. No te cabres. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en GrupoVaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en GrupoVaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show with No Name 2.0, Part 4, the fourth and final part of today's show. Remember, right after this show, you've got Ximena Holiday and her program, Test Your English. And after Ximena's program, you've got Andy Vaughn and Rob Grams on the Lunchtime Show, where you can participate in real time on Vaughn Radio's Twitch. So remember, guys, make sure you're following us, and this way you'll get the content that we're sharing. You'll also be able to participate in the different sections. The sections, me invento la pronunciación, sections. And, I think we've got a lot to do. So I think we're going to listen to our Say What soundbite here, guys. This is the last listen, and as always, we'll solve it a little bit later on. But this is your last chance to write down what you hear. Here we go.
These are the ground rules. I hook up with one guy a season. Usually takes me a couple weeks to pick the guy. It's kind of my own spring training. And, well, you two are the most promising prospects of the season so far. So I just thought we should kind of get to know each other.
All right, there you go, my amigos. There you go. It is today's Say What soundbite. For the final time, we'll solve it at the end of the show. But right now, we've got to look at today's double trouble. And we got a winner, and he knows who said that famous catchphrase time and time again. So give it up for your classmate, Kubla. Nice job on the English and on the pop culture thing. The pop culture reference there. Oh, I remember this. Oh, man, it was all the time. It was on T-shirts. It was so popular, this expression, que es, no te cables, tranquilízate, you know, cálmate, would maybe be another translation. All right, so let's look at the first part, which is more literal. Estaba tocando el cencerro. Okay, solo estaba. I was just playing the cowbell. Makes sense, doesn't it? Campana de vaca. Yeah, but toda mi vida estaba delante ahí. Pero digo, cencerro, no tiene sentido. Si tú lo llamas campana de vaca, pues nos vamos a enterar. Si no, ¿cómo crees que yo voy a saber qué es cencerro? So, cuando alguien te dice que estás loco en español, you're like a cowbell? Me encanta. Es buenísimo. Nunca lo había traducido en mi cabeza. Y mira si me lo han dicho muchas veces. All right, so, I was just playing the cowbell. I love the sound of it, though, as an instrument. It's sound. It gives music a certain sound that I love, personally. So I was just playing the cowbell. Relájate, tranquilízate, y no te cabres. Don't have a cow. No pares una vaca. O sea, no tengas una vaca. Imagínate sacar una vaca de ti. O sea, no esfuerces, no te vas a hacer daño. Cálmate. So, yes, it was Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson, who said, don't have a cow, man. Eso era su frase. Lo puedes ver en internet, lo puedes oír. Don't have a cow, man. Cuando Homer, you know, Homer would yell at him, le regañaba. And he would say something like, Bart, I told you 20 times, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, don't have a cow, man. I think
Dad, you can confirm or deny this, but I remember having the Bart Simpson t-shirt that said, "Don't have a cow, man." And I remember they even banned, prohibieron, they banned the Bart Simpson underachiever. An underachiever es uno que no cumple, ¿no? An underachiever. So somebody who is an overachiever, soy el primero en mi clase, toco el piano, el violín, you know, that's an overachiever. An underachiever is somebody who does the minimum or less, right? So I remember they said, kids shouldn't wear that shirt. Bart Simpson, underachiever. They're poisoning kids and telling them to underachieve. I'm like, no, we're not. We're celebrating this character. Like, we're not going to live like Bart Simpson. We don't want to be Bart Simpson. We just think he's funny, a great character. Which, by the way, I don't know in Spanish, but in English, Bart Simpson is voiced by a woman. It's a woman's voice. So, now, there's one voice I can't stand. Y perdona si conocéis a esta persona, but the person who does all the kid voices in Spain. What is the deal with that person? I mean, I think it would be even less, you know, annoying if they just inhaled some helium and said, "Hola, mamá." Because it's like, "Mamá." It's like, it's so weird. It's distracting. I can't watch it. I can't, like, when I hear that voice, I can't do it. Not Bart Simpson. I'm talking about, no sé, en vez de coger un niño, parece que coge un adulto haciendo de niño tonto siempre. Is this just me, or does it sound like this to my American ear? This, "Mamá, pero podemos ir a la playa." I'm like, what kid talks like that? That sounds like a complete moron. IMO, in my opinion, again. Most kids don't, that I know, not in Spain, not in the United States or anywhere, speak like this in Canada, you know. So it's very distracting for me. Obviously, I personally, as I said, the people who do the voices and do this in Spain are excellent. But that doesn't mean I don't want to watch the original. You know what I mean? That's great. Keep doing your job, but I'm always going to stick with the original because I know what Robert De Niro sounds like, and I won't accept any imitations. All right, so I was just playing the cowbell. Don't have a cow, man. Yeah, hay que ponerle el man if we're going to use the Bart Simpson catchphrase. All right, so my amigos, we've got so much more to go. So it's time for a section where you can sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself because I'm going to tell you a hilarious joke on your joking.
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
Oh, and how could I forget? I forgot to tell you one of the most popular expressions we have in English with the word cow. And that is, holy cow. And holy cow is, if you don't want to say holy shit, for example, which is vulgar, many people say, oh, holy cow. Y no es como Flanders. Estamos hablando de los Simpsons hoy mucho, ¿no? No, but everybody says that. I think my mom, all generate. It's kind of one of those things that people just, in English, they just, at least in the States, I don't know about England, like, holy cow, did you see that? That was crazy. So eso no es ni de niño. Eso es como universal en mi país. El holy cow. Si no quieres decir, evidentemente, holy shit. All right, so my amigos, here is our joke. As always, I just want to see if you get the joke. If you'd like to explain it to me, that's great. You can do it. The good thing is, if you were paying attention, I unintentionally used this word before. When we were talking about the senses, we used this word. And I said, "Ooh, calla, no lo digas." I caught myself. I was like, "No digas más, porque luego lo van a ver." So, here we go, my amigos. How much money does a skunk have? Okay, do you get it? How much money? ¿Cuánto dinero? Right? Acuérdate, nunca how many money. Ahora, si dices bills or coins, las monedas o lo que es el papel, eso sí, el billete, how many bills do you have? But when we talk about money in general, it's uncountable. I know, it sounds ridiculous, but I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you. I'm like, ¿qué? ¿Dinero no es contable? Well, técnicamente no es el dinero, es los billetes que se cuenta. Technically. technically. So that's the explanation behind it. But the explanation I've found throughout my experience means jack shit. I mean, ¿qué? ¿Y qué? Okay, pues es hay que usarlo sí o sí. Well, si tienes explicación o no, es como es. You have to grin and bear it. So how much money does a skunk have? And a skunk is an animal that when it gets scared, well, it lets out a stench. A stench es un olor muy malo. So a skunk. Where I grew up, donde yo me crié, there were skunks everywhere. It was crazy. And I remember the first time I smelt it, too. I said, they're very strong. I mean, you can smell a skunk from a mile away. I don't know exactly the distance, but I remember telling my dad in the car, like, what is that smell? My God, it's so strong. It was a skunk. And I don't know too much because I've never gotten sprayed by a skunk. I've never been that close, okay? But I've heard people who have gotten sprayed by a skunk up close, it's like impossible to take that smell off of your body. You have to take a bath in tomato juice, in zumo de tomate. Like, that's how strong smelling a skunk is. So if you haven't smelled a skunk, better, mejor. It's not a great smell at all. So how much money, going back to it now that we talked a little bit about skunks, how much money does a skunk have? 1 cent. 1 cent? No? The crickets like it? How much money does a skunk have? 1 cent? No. No? Did anybody get it? Okay, Born to Iron Man, I think you got it over here. All right, so we've got two words here that sound similar, okay? And one of those words is the word cent, C-E-N-T. In fact, now that I think about it, we have three words that sound the same. So we've got cent, centimo, C-E-N-T, cent. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents, okay? 1 cent. The next one is sent, mandado. I just sent that email, right? S-E-N-T. Pero luego, cuando añadimos una S-C-E-N-T, es esencia. Esa palabra no me sale. Olor, perfume, aroma. ¿Ves? Hay otras formas. So, the scent, that's what they have. They have a smell or they have a scent that they give off. To give off es emitir, right? They give off a certain scent. We talk about scented candles. A scented candle que huele a aroma, tiene algún olor. So we were talking about that before with the senses, right? So scent, we just looked at a couple different homophones there. Esencia, thank you, Born to Iron Man. A lo mejor si lo veo escrito, si lo tengo que pensar, a lo mejor no me sale. Pero si lo veo escrito ya en español, es como esencia. Un truco de español leído, más fácil que para nosotros, ¿eh? At least if I have to think of a word, si lo estoy pensando, no es tan fácil como verlo y decir, esencia. Ah, okay, ahora lo pronuncio bien. So the scent. Hay una película, Scent of a Woman. Very famous movie with Al Pacino. Hablando de catchphrases, he said throughout the whole movie, hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. He had this crazy thing going on there. So, my amigos, how much money did the skunk have in his savings account? Su cuenta de ahorros, por ejemplo. 1 cent. Okay, it was a horrible joke, but hopefully you learned a couple homophones there. But now it's time for a little celebration, my amigos. It's time for famous birthday trivia. Right Amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. And I can't believe it, because when we get to Famous Birthdays, I always know that the show is winding down. Está terminando. And that's sad. It's bittersweet. Hablando de sabores como antes. Bittersweet. Because, okay, we'll be back tomorrow with, you know, hope that'll keep you wanting more tomorrow. And I'm leaving you in the best hands possible. I'm leaving you in Ximena's hands, and I'm also leaving you right after Ximena in Rob and Andrea's capable hands. And then after that, you got Tash Pasqua. I can't be leaving you in better hands, so I feel good about it. All right, well, let's see if you guys can figure out who today's famous birthday boys and girls are. The first person was born in 1953. A Canadian singer-songwriter. Speaking of Canadians, you can listen to a Canadian accent on Kyle Miller's program, Drive Time, every evening or afternoon here on Vaughan Radio. Depends what time you get out of work, I guess. And so this guy, he was born in Toronto, not Kyle, the birthday boy, and he was the drummer and vocalist of the power trio Triumph. Now, Triumph is Triunfo. Right, a win, a triumph. But we use the word more poetic. He was triumphant, right? Eso suena como palabrón en inglés. He was triumphant. He won, right? So, Triumph. If you like these kind of this kind of power rock, hard rock, 70s, 80s kind of feel, you'll love this music. It's fun. I'm a huge fan. And, well, they have 16 albums. They have won 9 platinum awards, 18 gold awards, and they were nominated into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 2008. And I imagine eventually they'll be inducted into the Music Hall of Fame in general. So that is Triumph. And this guy, well, was one of that trio, one part, one third, I should say, un tercio, one third of that trio. Some of the songs that they sing are Magic Power. It's a cool song, really cool hook, El Gancho. Another one called Lay It on the Line. De ahí podemos aprender la expresión, ser honesto, ser franco. You know, tell me what you're thinking. Lay it on the line, right? To lay something on the line is pon tus cartas en la mesa. Lay it on the line. Fight the good fight. Esto lo decimos muchas veces cuando estamos luchando por una causa. We're fighting the good fight every day, promoting English and English learning, right? World of Fantasy. So you can learn so much without even listening to the song. One of their songs, too, is called Hold On. Aguanta, espera. Hold on. We know that song. We know that phrasal verb because it's been in so many songs. So the more music you listen to, the better your ear's going to be to catching stuff in English. Remember, some music is harder to follow than others. This next person was born in 1956. And speaking of music, his last name is a type of dance. But this guy is an Austrian-German actor and director. He has 2 Academy Awards, como, you know, como si nada ahí. His breakout role in the United States, because he was, as I said, in Germany before that, acting, and also in Austria. But this was Inglourious Basterds, where he plays SS officer Hans Landa. If you guys have not seen Inglourious Basterds, it's awesome. He was also in Django Unchained. He played a bounty hunter. A bounty hunter, alguien que caza recompensas, I think you say. Something, somebody who brings you someone for money. A bounty hunter. So he plays cool roles, and I think he's a great actor. And not just me, he won the Best Actor Award at the Cannes Film Festival and at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, too, for his portrayal, interpretación, maybe you can say, his portrayal of Hans Landa. So, and he was also in a movie with Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon called Water for Elephants as well, which was today's Name That Movie. And our last person, probably one of the greatest living actors. She was born in 1946. She's not just an actor. She's an activist as well. She's won Academy Awards, BAFTAs, SAGs, Golden Globes, you name it. She has won it. And rightfully so. Merecidamente, because she is fantastic. She's been in so many movies, from The Hunger, The Witches of Eastwick, Bull Durham, which is a great one, Stepmom, James and the Giant Peach. Man, the list, I could sit here and go on and on and on about this person's resume, su curriculum. But we've got some winners. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Born to Iron Man, Alicia. And Chris Baldrol. Number one is Gil Moore. Gil Moore. We looked at the word Moore before, right? In our homophone section. Pues esto como apellido, M-O-O-R-E, se pronuncia al menos en inglés americano como más, right? So Gary Moore. This guy's name is Gil Moore. The second name, and the second person, I should say, this is the birthday boy, Christoph Waltz. Christoph Waltz. And last but not least, Susan Sarandon. The one and only Susan Sarandon. And that'll bring us over to our Say What soundbite. This was Susan Sarandon in the movie Bull Durham. Now, what was this movie called in Spanish? It was a baseball movie with Kevin Costner and Susan Sarandon. Bull Durham. What did you call this in Spanish?
El chico que juega baseball como nadie.
There's my friend Omar in New York. What's up, Omar, in the house? Just talking about Susan Sarandon, probably one of the greatest living actors right now. And this is her talking. Well, she kind of is that person who's hanging around the ballpark and just seeing, you know, which of the players she wants to date. And from this little monologue here, we can see that she calls the shots. She decides who she's going to date. Okay, she knows it's going to be a player, but she's not going to go out with any player. So she says, these are the ground rules. And she says it with this southern accent. These are the ground rules. Ground rules is an expression that comes from baseball, but it's not only used in baseball. So if you guys come to my class, at the beginning of the class, I say, let's go over the ground rules, the basic rules, but it comes directly from baseball. The movie in Spanish is called Los Búfalos de Durham. Thank you very much, Chris. It's a great, great movie. So these are the ground rules, las reglas en general. I hook up with one guy a season. Yo me lío con uno por temporada. She's talking to two baseball players here. She goes, usually takes me a couple weeks to pick the guy. Normalmente tardo unas cuantas semanas en elegir el tío. Kind of my own spring training. Como mi propio entrenamiento pretemporada. Because spring training is their preseason. So es como para ver como es. You know, it's crazy. She goes, and well, you two, vosotros dos, you're the most promising, prometedores, you're the most promising prospects of the season so far, hasta ahora. So I just thought we should kind of get to know each other. Llegar a conocernos un poco mejor. So this is the one and only Susan Sarandon, and she's doing a southern accent because this takes place in the American South. So let's hear superstar Susan Sarandon on her birthday.
These are the ground rules. I hook up with one guy a season. Usually takes me a couple weeks to pick the guy. Kind of my own spring training. And well, you two are the most promising prospects of the season so far. So I just thought we should kind of get to know each other.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric. Only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. It is time for Name That Lyric. And this is also the point of the show where I say, merci, thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for being wonderful students for the years, some of you decades now we're working on, of support and just your kind words, as you heard at the beginning of the show, all the messages I get. So every day I just try and quickly, briefly, just take a moment to say, merci. Thank you. Obrigado. Grazie mille. put it however you want. You know, I am so grateful and so appreciative. And I speak on behalf of all of us at Vaughn Radio. So thank you so much. And here is today's Name That Lyric. Let's see if you guys can figure out the name of the song and the name of the artist. Es la misma historia de nuevo. It's the same old story all over again. We have an expression in English that says, it's the same old song and dance. Es como la misma historia de siempre. The same old story or the same old song and dance. You turn a lover into just another friend. Conviertes a un amante en otro amigo. Te quiero querer. I wanna love you. Quiero hacerte mía. I wanna make you mine. Won't you lay it on the line? Lay it on the line. ¿Dónde hemos oído eso? No hemos dicho antes que lay something, to lay it on the line is hablar francamente, say, yo, this is me, this is what's up, you know? And so won't you lay it on the line? I'm tired of playing foolish games. Estoy harto de juegos tontos. I'm tired of all your lies making me insane. And in this case, it's cansado, pero es harto, ¿no? Cansado. Estoy harto de tus mentiras volviéndome loco. No pido mucho. I don't ask for much. Truth will do just fine. La verdad me sirve perfectamente. Won't you lay it on the line? ¿Por qué no me hablas francamente? We've got a winner over here. It's Chris Valrol. The song is Lay It on the Line by Triumph. So great job. And guys, Google the lyrics. We can sing it together. The song is a great idiomatic expression, so if anything, even if you don't like the song, at least you'll learn the expression to lay it on the line. So thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios y tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo.